Think about all the ways you describe a mouse. It's small, it's afraid of cats, it likes cheese, it's in cartoons. But to Josh Nunabell, a neuroscientist who studies mice all day, the most interesting thing about them is how social they are.
They have these incredibly dynamic and rich social interactions. I mean, they fight, they chase each other. They form dominance hierarchies. So when males are around and they have something to compete for, they'll try to establish who's the alpha male.
And some of the richest social interactions between mice take place as they're mating. For many years, scientists believed that in courtship, males were the only ones doing the talking. Studies have shown that when males are alone with an unconscious female or scientists put them near a female's urine, males will try to interact with that female presence. But reverse the situation and females aren't vocal. So the thought was maybe females don't talk back. But Nunabell says that assumption may simply be the result of working with limited technology.
The problem with the field is we've never had a way to figure out who's vocalizing.
Mice are usually kept in cages made out of hard plastic. If you record sounds in a hard plastic container, it's tricky to pinpoint who or what is making a specific sound.
When the sound is bouncing around, it makes trying to localize where the sound is coming from incredibly difficult. And so the first thing we thought was we need to solve that problem. We need to get rid of some of these reflections so it's a cleaner signal that we're looking at.
And to find out if they could trace some of the songs back to females, Nunabell and his colleagues built a small recording studio. We walked to the laboratory next door to check it out.
So this is the animal room facility. So it's a very secure area. We're going to have to gown up if you don't mind.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
After we buttoned up our lab coats and wrapped cloth shower caps around our shoes, we headed inside. Inside one of the rooms stood a black closet on wheels, a little more than 5 feet tall.
So this is where the magic happens.
He opened the door to reveal a chamber made of nylon mesh walls and foam floors. These are materials that absorb sound rather than reflect it. Smaller walls contain the middle part of the closet, which was covered in a layer of white pellets. Small ultrasonic microphones were placed along the base of the contained area, since mice vocalize at a frequency that's well above the range of human hearing.
This is where their studio for singing and playing. And so what we have this big box on the outside. We don't want all the sounds from outside to interfere with anything. So we put it in, enclose it in this box, giant box, to block out the sound.
And based on the audio and video recordings at the studio, the scientists were able to calculate that some songs were coming from the females. As the mice chased each other, the females who talked also slowed down their pace, almost as if to say to the males,
"Yeah, hey, I'm over here. I'm interested."
Here's a recording of the mice with the frequency slowed down by 20 times. Listening to tape like this, Nunabell was also struck by how much the males and females were interacting with each other, almost like they were having conversations.
When the females increase their vocalization rates, so do the males. And when the males increase their vocalization rates, so do the females. So it sort of looks like there might be some sort of vocal exchange going on. So it was really incredible to see that.
Understanding how mice interact is important for Nunabell's research. His lab at University of Delaware studies social behavior in mice to learn more about communication deficits that occur with autism. One of the things they're looking at is how timing plays a role in social interactions. Now that the researchers have seen that exchanges take place between male and female mice, they might focus on how quickly male and female mice respond to each other and see how that compares with their autistic mouse models. Garrett Lavis, a neuroscientist at Oregon Health and Science University, also uses mice to study brain disorders that affect communication.
I think one of the critical features of a social interaction is the ability to both listen to the person or the individual that you're having an exchange with, and then to interject at those moments of silence.
If male and female mice are capable of having exchanges, Lavis says it would be useful in brain research to know what are the underlying mechanisms behind these social interactions.
And that would be enormously helpful for understanding from disorders like autism to other forms of mental illness.
Right now, knowing that female mice sing back to their gentleman callers is just the tip of the iceberg.
We don't know who starts it. We don't know whether the male starts it or the female starts it. We don't know the fine-grained details of these interactions. I mean, there's a lot of unexplored questions to go after, which we're starting to do now.
So just like humans, communication is key to successful relationships between mice. But whether there are pickup lines or boxes of chocolate involved, we'll wait for the scientists listening in to find out.
You say laughter, and I say laughter. You
For Delaware Public Media, I'm Eli Chen.
Laughter, laughter, after, after, let's call the whole thing off. You like Havana, and I like Havana. You eat banana, and I eat banana. Havana, Havana, banana, banana, let's call the whole thing off.